Thanks for tuning in to Rockland Famous, interviews with industry professionals and influencers of Rockland County looking to create a better future locally. Here's our host now.
Hi, I'm Irene Gutman with Rockland Web, a longtime colleague of Tom Osef. I've been advising him for many years on strategies to grow his companies, and now I want to do it for you. Sign up for one of our free profit discovery sessions. We will look at 10 key areas of your business and uncover hidden or untapped revenue in just 60 minutes. I will find you a bare minimum of $20,000 in increased revenue, and most companies can discover much more over time. To learn more, call Rockland Web at 845-877-7333 or visit rocklandweb.com/profit. Bye for now.
I am joined today by a friend, colleague, and someone with a really good heart, Amy Stern. And she's a part of WMC Health, and she's been in the healthcare industry for 30 years and such, been with the not-for-profit and the charitable community and the organizations in Rockland County, worked with them for many, many years. And we have an interesting event coming up, and it's something that I definitely enjoy, ducks. So Rockland Duck Derby is coming up. Amy, thank you for being on the show today, and I'll just turn it over to you. Thanks for organizing this. This is going to be a lot of fun.
Thanks for having me. I became familiar with a duck derby that was done in Charlotte, North Carolina, where there were signs all over the city of Charlotte about the duck derby that they were having. And Charlotte just happens to be fortunate to be the home of the National Whitewater Training Center, which is where their duck derby was being held. And they dumped 30,000 ducks. They had a crane pick up a dumpster and dump 30,000 ducks into the Whitewater.
30,000 ducks.
30,000 ducks into the white water. And because it's white water, the ducks are going all over the place.
Yeah. Here we go.
And it was, you know, it became over time an event that the community looked forward to. And they added components that were just fun. Mm-hmm. So when I use the word fundraiser as for describing the duck derby, I really do want to emphasize fun. The average fundraiser that organizations have, or many of the fundraisers, that be, you know, golf tournaments, spring balls, you know, most people either can't afford them. You know, if you don't golf, you're not going to be involved in a golf tournament, even if you like the organization, even if you support the organization. Right. I wanted to do a duck derby when I was at United Hospice, but we were involved in doing a lot of other special events, and this never came to the top. So, excuse me.
No worries. So, and here we are as duckrace.com/newcity, but you can check it out at rocklandduckderby.org. And I'm sorry, Amy, please continue.
That's okay. Thank you. Yeah. I'm sure many people asked me over the years that I was at Hospice, United Hospice, and I'm sure other not-for-profit executives had the same question asked to them. And the two questions were, why don't charities collaborate on fundraisers? There's so many of them. Wouldn't it be better if charities collaborated? And why are they so expensive? You know, even if I wanted to support some of these things, I can't afford to support some of these fundraisers.
$100 a sign, you know, while, you know, some would be like, all right, you know, I'll take care of that. No problem. But, you know, there's eggs, $8 a carton right now. So, you know, it's a bit cost prohibitive. And see, my problem is I'm probably going to get lambasted for this at my networking meetings, but I don't like golf. Like, I just don't. Like, I tried to learn it. I just can't get my elbow straight and so on. So we go and we play, you know, disc golf in the woods.
Right. I've heard of disc golf.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. So, you know, I hear what you're saying about, you know, it's an accessible type of event.
So I always, you know, so I always had answers for people as to why charities didn't collaborate and why they cost what they did. But those answers never really satisfied anyone. And I swore to myself when I retired and I had more time, I was going to create a fundraiser, likely a duck derby, that there would be multiple charity beneficiaries. And it would be affordable. So that's how the Duck Derby came to be. There are four charities are Good Samaritan Hospital. Obviously, I'm a fundraiser for Good Samaritan Hospital.
Yeah.
Hospice, where I, you know, worked for 32 years. Mm-hmm. Jawanio, where, you know, I've had significant respect for the work that they did. And my little grandson received early intervention services from them.
Several people, friends and family. So very thankful for them.
So I added Jawanio to the mix. And I also added the Rockland Community Foundation because my husband and I set up a charitable fund there. Where we make our donations from. And it was done, one, because the foundation itself needs to be supported in order to continue to do the work that it does, to raise the money that it does. And I needed to have a place where people could send their money that was not for profit. So when I was first thinking about, before United Hospice came along, before Good Sam and Jawanio came along, if anyone wrote out a check instead of doing it online, or if they do it online even, that they're giving to a not-for-profit cause. I wanted to make sure that that was tax deductible for people. Yeah. So those four charities are the beneficiary charities. And ducks are inexpensive to purchase. People can, you know, buy a single duck for $10.
I got my duck at the Habitat for Humanity Gala fundraiser, and I didn't know you were going to be there. And I turned around. I was like, hey, Amy, what's going on? Because, you know, we know each other, circles and things like that. And you had a duck ready to go. You're like, you want a duck? And I was like, yeah, I want a duck. That's it. You know, who doesn't want a duck is my question. Right. Who does not want a duck? No?
There's a lot of duck puns. I actually post duck puns. There's hundreds of duck puns around. So, you know, again, all in the name of fun.
Exactly.
So we this year, the Duck Derby is taking place on August 5th. It's going to take place at Jermon's Pool. Mm-hmm. We are grateful to the town of Clarkstown for making that possible. We needed some sort of venue to hold it in. We, you know, probably in future years, as we figure out the details of trying to do it, that we will hold it in, you know, some sort of open water eventually. As long as we could, you know, identify the ways we're going to contain the ducks and recover the ducks. But this year it's at Jermon's Pool. Mm-hmm. So we're grateful, as I said, to the town for making that possible. You know, also in future years, and we're certainly open to hearing from anyone with any ideas that they have. We hope to grow the event, not only in terms of the number of ducks that we sell, but in adding things to it, like having, you know, maybe food trucks come to the event and having face painting for kids that are there, and maybe having, you know, a decorated duck contest.
Right. actually combines the face painting and the decorated duck. It's like, you know, the ducks can get their faces painted or something. You have like a Mike Tyson duck right here, like, you know, with he's the like the alpha duck.
I think it's limitless, you know, what can be done to just make it, you know, a fun time.
You know, I mentioned the word accessible before, but I don't know if that's the exact word, because accessible, you know, and every website, every entity should be accessible and making sure that, you know, it's safe and able to be able to navigate it. I think your event is more along the lines of approachable. You know, it's an approachable concept. I mean, who doesn't, and I might be harping on this a little bit too much, but ducks don't have a negative stigma associated with them. You know,
I hope not.
It's like even a goose, right? Like, you know, you go to Rockland Lake and there's obviously geese there. My grandfather used to take his bike riding there. And one time I go up to a goose and the goose was like, you know, but you don't generally get that vibe. Like if you're walking around by a duck and the duck's like, hey, what's going on? I'm over here eating. What are you up to? Like he's just very chill. So I find this to be an approachable event. I don't know how you feel about it, but yeah.
I also, you know, people reach out to me with all sorts of questions and suggestions. And someone sent me a photo of the ducks that she has lined up on the edge of her bathtub, which are not your typical ducks. You know, she has a Freddie Mercury duck and a Marilyn Monroe duck and a Albert Einstein duck and on and on. So, you know, maybe in the future we'll have local celebrity ducks.
Actually, we need duck influencers.
Right. to be an influencer. I haven't known how to go about doing that.
Duck fluencers. Nah, it doesn't sound. Anyway, but so, and you know, just to kind of like going a little bit further into, you know, and sounds like and the event itself is obviously for good causes, but it's also an event with heart. And I think this speaks a little bit to your vast experience. And, you know, and Rockland has a lot of charities that work together sometimes, but, you know, you're trying to bring together a new mix. And if I'm thinking through this the right way, you're trying to bring a new mix of charities that may work together more in the future.
Yeah, and you know, hopefully it also sets a model for others. You know, there's no limit to the creativity that, you know, staff and volunteers of not-for-profits have. You know, I think about, you know, especially living in North Rockland, I think about, you know, the Penguin Plunge and how that was creative and how it's grown over time and people
The Stony Point Seals, the big plunge.
Right.
Got it.
So, you know, the limits of creativity are, you know, there are no limits. So, you know, I would hope, especially as, you know, I have seen, especially since COVID, it's harder to fundraise. So, you know, hopefully when you create something like this, and I do believe that there is a place for lower level donors. You know, most charities don't focus on that. Whenever you see something in the newspaper, you know, they're talking about some extraordinary donation, and, you know, those are wonderful and important and have huge impact. But the average charity doesn't know how to secure a donation like that and is likely to never secure a donation like that. Yeah. So, you know, and it's been demonstrated time and time again that people with lower incomes contribute a larger portion to charity than people with higher incomes, but they're not going to be able to contribute at the same rate. So you have to have something that's accessible to them.
Back in college, I remember, and stupidly, I took macroeconomics before microeconomics, you know, had to double back after I understood the big picture. But, you know, there's definitely a metric that works in economies of scale, where, you know, if you're dealing, you know, just as a general, you know, generalized example, the American Heart Association, or, you know, the Multiple Sclerosis Society, you know, their reach is going to be like, you know, different states and everything, but like in the county, and obviously the population density is, you know, going up. So it certainly puts pressure on good charities to try to locate funding to help their causes.
Well, I get a little ping on my phone every time someone makes a donation. And, you know, I certainly have seen, I mean, that's also one of the nice things about this fundraiser. I've seen donations from Maine. I don't know anybody in Maine. I've seen donations, you know, from all across the country. Nice. When people see this and they look at it and they say, oh, that looks fun. You know, why not? I'll take a chance. You know, there's cash prizes for this.
Yeah, I saw.
First place is $1,000.
$1,000, yep.
Second place is $750. And third place is $500. That's nothing to sneeze at.
Yeah.
So it's fun to have cash prizes that, you know, everyone can relate to getting a check as a result of supporting a charity.
And sometimes, depending upon, you know, if there's not like an immediate need, there's some donation back or not, you know, it's dependent upon the
recipient. Well, we're not going to do that. We want the winners to keep their donation. We're not going to accept that back. It was just, you know, again, a fun way, you know, I discovered, and today someone sent me a link to a Facebook page called Duck Duck Jeep, which I never heard of before. And apparently there's a thing amongst some Jeep owners that when they see another Jeep, they place a rubber duck on the Jeep.
Don't get me started with Jeep, because I'm still mad at whoever is the brilliant individual that created the new Defender commercial. I don't know if you've seen the Defender commercial. Oh my God. If you'll afford me just about 45 seconds. Mm-hmm. So there's this, I can't even describe it in nice terms. It's just this commercial where there's a Jeep that's driving up a 40-degree incline, and there's some regular hikers, and they're going up the mountain and so on. And the Jeep just, like, you know, just stops and says, hey, you want to drive up to the top of the mountain and everything like that. But the way that it's created is just like the logic just completely goes out the window. Like, you know, why is the Jeep picking up strangers? A, why is he or she dropping them off at the top of the mountain and then just leaving? They're even doing a camera shot. They're not even facing the mountain, the view of the mountain. They're facing toward the Jeep. I can't even explain. You have to watch it. I might have to cut this entire segment out of the podcast because it just grinds my gears. Because me and my wife look at it and we're just like, what the? This makes absolutely no logical sense. A duck race.
Well, the same thing could be said about why do some Jeep owners put a duck on another Jeep?
Logic.
And they call it, you know, getting ducked. Is what they call it. So I've had some people, I hope everyone will, I hope every Jeep owner who's into ducking will buy a duck at Rockland Duck Derby. And, you know, I do have a supply of rubber ducks that I carry around with me, small rubber ducks. Mm-hmm. And I plan to I now have Duck Derby business cards. And I plan to tape them to the bottom of the duck and leave that when I do see Jeeps to leave them on the Jeep. Cool. Who knows whether or not they're familiar with ducking a Jeep, but hopefully they'll see the business card and they'll consider supporting the dirt. So there's been all sorts of fun things that happened as a result. You know, I walk into a meeting and someone will say to me, are you the duck lady? And it's like, if you want to call me that, sure.
Yeah, don't feel bad. I'll tell you another story. Is like back in like about 12-13 years ago, there was an outage of power You know, the different traffic lights just went out. It was like a, maybe about an hour or so that the traffic lights were out. And, you know, by like Route 9W and East West Main Street. Yeah, up where Chelsea Communications used to be.
Yes. So,
you know, traffic light was out. And I mean, there was absolutely no order whatsoever. And I was just with my mom at the time. I was like, I think like I should like try to direct traffic or something. It was like, but you need something yellow to put on. So I went back to the house and I had an old Halloween costume. This is actually online. I was a banana directing traffic for about 30 minutes until the lights were back on. So, and that, and the people were going up to me, are you the banana guy? No, no, I'm not the banana guy. For goodness sakes, I'm not the banana guy already. So I feel your pain.
So actually, we hope that in the future we'll have a few duck costumes and some volunteers who will put them on and help to sell ducks. We are going to be selling ducks on three Thursdays. We're going to have tables set up three Thursdays in July. We're going to have most of this has been online. We're going to be at DeChico's. On the first Thursday. We're going to be at ShopRite in Pearl River.
All right.
And then we still haven't identified a third place. So we hope our salespeople will be clearly noticeable because they will be wearing duck hats with duck bills and have webbed feet on. And we're giving away duck-shaped pencils. To anyone who buys a duck. Right. So again, you know, we just think it's pure fun. I spent one day at the Suffern, because the hospital is a sponsor of the Suffern Street Fair.
Yes.
I had a table at the Suffern Street Fair. And every time I called someone over the table and said, come listen to me about my ducks. Mm. You know, the minute you said it, they started to laugh.
But you know, Rob, the president over at the North Rockland Chamber, I guess, Rob Spampinato.
I don't know Rob.
Oh, he's a cool dude. You know, my thing is music. So, you know, that's where we get right along with all the different music. Mm-hmm. So Rob from Rob's School of Music in Suffern.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, he's a cool dude. So, and he organizes events. And I'm really glad that the rock shops and the musical store, they got Dylan over in Nyack, the rock shop. It feels like the music scene is coming back up where it should be, you know, pre-pandemic. And I kind of see the same thing happening, like, you know, with the really cool fundraisers like this one. I mean, you know, ducks.
So, you know, some people kind of shake their heads and they're like, you know, a rubber duck race, that's what you're doing. It's yeah. So we hope right now you've sold a little more than 1,600 ducks.
Yeah.
We're told that we have 5 weeks to sell, right? 1,626 is what we've sold. We're told that, you know, things get busier as it gets closer to the event. We do have the opportunity to get some more ducks if we were to sell all 5,000 before the event.
Oh, I did not know this.
So,
get more, yeah, for real. Okay.
Yeah. So, you know, we encourage people to not wait till the last minute. We don't want to order more ducks, unless we know that we're going to sell out the supply that we have.
Supply and demand, people. Supply and demand.
So, you know, we'll be here before you know it. As I said, it's going to be on the 5th. It's going to be at 9:30 in the morning. We need to get to the pool and out of the pool before the pool opens to the public. Mm-hmm. We're looking for some volunteers who will help, especially kids who swim, who can help to get the ducks out of the water at right. the end, you know, and throw them back in the crates. We then ship the ducks on to their next duck race from there. So we need, you know, kids. We'd want any volunteer, but especially kids, we thought. who were swimmers who would help to toss the ducks out of the water.
That's an excellent point. And I find that this is starting to come back around as well. And, you know, I'm a 90s child. Back in the 90s is like, you know, we got involved in civic organizations. I mean, I was still a troublemaker, a little brat with a Nintendo, but, you know, we did our part, if you will. And I start to see that vibe coming back as well. It's like, you know, the kids can get involved. You know, they're starting to come up, the next generation starting to come of age. And I kind of dig that.
Well, I have always seen kids involved. You know, when we were at hospice, when I was at hospice, we had this huge youth for hospice group of kids. They were high schoolers. We didn't have kids younger than high schoolers. And they did everything from organize a dance-a-thon to work in our garden to, you know, help in the office to whatever it was that suited their interest and their ability. And I was always encouraged. In fact, I met a young woman at the Rockland Business Women's Network event a few weeks ago. And she was a college intern with us in our fundraising department. And now she's a professional fundraiser.
Great.
So I think, you know, kids not only do it and get the community service credits that many of them are looking for, they get exposed to things that they never thought they'd be exposed to. And it might become an area of interest, and they may make it a career, you know, volunteering for a specific organization.
This neck of the woods, we got the North Rockland Chamber has been working with Timothy Ali over at North Rockland High School for the North Rockland High School Academy of Finance. And they got a great program, you know, just giving kids financial acuity early on so they know what's going
That's
on.
That's important.
Yeah, you know. So definitely, and they participate in different events. Like, you know, they're helping out with the festival in a few weeks. So it's encouraging. I find it encouraging.
So, you know, and as we hope that the event grows over time. If we don't sell 5,000 ducks, but I don't even want to think about that. Hopefully we will.
Yeah, I think you know how it happens. Like, you know, you put the, and I feel, by the way, I just want to say for the record that I definitely feel your pain with organizing, you know, all the details. You know, people just think, oh yeah, it's a duck race. They figured it out the night before. No, I know, Amy, and we know each other for a few years. I know you're very detailed and you got a great team. So I know there was a lot of planning through this process.
There is. And, you know, you come around, things come up that you didn't think of. Mm-hmm. Any sort of special event, there's a lot of detail involved in it. The public may not see all the detail that's involved, but we're plugging along here, and we hope everyone gets quacking soon.
and let's go over this one more time for our podcast audience as well. So one more time, Amy. So it's rocklandduckderby.org, right?
Correct. Yes. Yeah.
Hit everybody with some knowledge. What do they need to know right now?
All they need to know is that they can adopt, as we say, as many ducks as they like. And those ducks will be racing on August 5th. The proceeds from all of that goes to four spectacular Rockland charities, Good Samaritan Hospital, Rockland Community Foundation, Jawanio, and United Hospice. And, you know, if this is successful, you know, there may be the opportunity next year to add charities if they're willing to not only, there's a difference, these charities, you know, we've asked to, you know, to work to make this successful, not just be, it's easy to just collect a check to be a beneficiary. Lord knows every charity is grateful to anyone who does a fundraiser and that just hands them a check. That's wonderful. But this needs to be, you know, this really needs effort from everybody. Yeah. And we will, you know, take a look at whether it's possible to add other charities to this and sell even more ducks next year.
Great. And you know, if I could throw this in at the end, is like, I'm looking at the website right now, and there's different levels of sponsorship, you know, so you can get involved for just $10. You get one duck, three ducks for 25, you get a quack pack for 50, a happy duckson, number of ducks 13, $100 for 13 ducks. You basically get a duck for free. And I mean, you know, even more is like, you got the quacker backers, you got the top duck, there's the lucky duck. I mean, you know, there are so many different ways that people can get involved and have a good time for good causes is what you're putting together.
Right, right. So people don't have to come to win. They don't have to be present to win. If you're getting a phone call from some number you don't know about at 10 o'clock on August 5th, and you bought a duck, it could be us calling you to tell you that you won. Don't let it just roll into voicemail.
Sunday evening, you're watching Bob's Burgers, you know, and you get that call. You just won the Rockland County Duck Derby. You know, what better Sunday?
In the summer, obviously, everyone's busy. People are on vacation. You have plans. You know, you don't have to be there. It's nice if there is a crowd, and we welcome people. You know, if all the ducks are sold before then, we won't have any duck sales at the event. Mm-hmm. We also are going to have a little bit of duck merchandise available for people. You know, we want between now and the next year, we want the Duck Derby to be visible, so that's why we have some merchandise. We have some tote bags and duck hats and, you know, a variety of different things.
And I do have another question, because, you know, and we're just talking right now, just so on and so forth, which is the best type of interview. By the way, this is a great interview. I'm very much enjoying this.
Thank you.
So, and I got this question at a business networking meeting. It's called the Bi-State Professional Networking Group, BSPN for short. Mm-hmm. So somebody came up to me and said, like, how did the ducks move?
That's like a very good question. People, you know, ask that all the time. And that's a reason, because if you just dumped them in the pool, they'd be sitting there.
Right.
The West Nyack Fire Department is going to put a hose in the water to help to create a current to get those ducks down the length of the pool. Obviously, once they move away a little bit, they could yank the hose and actually spray the water, you know, at the point that the ducks have left,
right,
in order to really get it moving along. We're grateful to the fire department for thinking that this is a good thing, and they're willing to come on over and help us.
Now, did the ducks all sign a waiver? I mean, you know, let's face it, they're giving of their time, and, you know, they're out there doing it for the community and everything. Did they have to sign a waiver, or
I hear the company that shipped them to us, they told us that they all have signed a waiver. So
okay,
I'm taking their word for that.
Unionize or something like that. It's like, you know, it's like, you ever see the movie Breaking Away? It was the bicycle.
Yeah.
Movie. So
yeah.
You know, they work in teams in order to get to win the Tour de France sort of thing. So,
you know, that could be another thing that happens next year also, that there's, you know, the main event, and then there might be team events where certain ducks are, you know, maybe it's each town supervisor has a team of ducks.
Uh-huh.
Or something, you know, again, you know, I just, it could
I
be
could,
any number of things.
I could see it already. Howard and Jim, you know,
right,
Howard, like at an event. This has legs, or actually webbed feet.
Or wings or whatever. Or
wings
feet.
Too. Anyway, so Amy, this has been a pleasure. I really appreciate you being on Rockland Famous for this episode, and come back anytime. It sounds like we'll be gabbing and talking some more over the next few weeks. So Appreciate your time today.
Thank you. I appreciate you supporting the event and helping to publicize it and, being enthusiastic.
Well, there's something about ducks that speaks near and dear to my heart. And, the duck walks into the bar, the grapes joke, right?
I don't know that joke.
I don't know if you want to hear it, but duck walks into a bar. He goes up to the bartender and he's like, "Do you have any grapes?" And the bartender's like, "No, we don't have any grapes. Get out of here." Duck walks back out, comes back in next day, goes up to the bartender. "You got any grapes?" Bartender's like, "No, we don't have any grapes. I told you this yesterday. Get the hell out of here." Duck walks back out, comes back in the next day, goes up to the bartender. He goes, "You got any grapes?" And the bartender's like, "Look, dude, I'm starting to lose my cool. All right. If you come back into this bar tomorrow and you ask me if I have any grapes, I promise you I'm going to nail your beak to this bar." I'm starting to get a little agitated there. And so the duck walks back out. He comes back in the next day. He goes, "Do you have any nails?" Bartender's like, "No. Do you have any grapes?"
Did you research a duck
my
joke?
Delivery.
Did you research duck jokes before the call? Before the
no,
call?
I've tried to tell that joke positively for years, and I fail miserably. That's the only way to fail at jokes is miserably.
I'll have to start sharing duck jokes that get sent my way with you.
There are quite a smattering thereof, and how about I got an idea. Let's tag each other in post so that it goes out to more people and stuff.
Okay, that'll be great. I'm going to have to like you, friend you, and so that I could do that effectively.
Love it. Amy Stern, Rockland Duck Derby. And you can get your duck for just $10, ladies and gentlemen. And you can be involved in the event on August
5th.
Be there or be square. See you next time for Rockland Famous. Whoa, you're still here? Why? All right, well, as long as you're here, I want to tell you about one more awesome event. We have the Stony Music Fest 9 coming up on July 8th. Rain date is July 9th. July 8th, 6 bands on stage all day overlooking the Hudson River. This is our 9th annual festival, and it is just getting more and more awesome every single year. Our charitable recipient this year is the Stony Point Police Athletic League, and they are a great organization that helps kids to be able to appreciate civic duty locally. I know I grew up with it. You know, I was still a troublemaker with the Nintendo and this and that, but it's just a great organization, and we're really happy to be working with them. Innavillage is our sponsor this year. We have 6 awesome bands. The North Rockland Chamber of Commerce is out there hardcore promoting this thing. It's going to be an awesome event, and we have some mini concerts coming up every single weekend leading up to the festival. You can learn more at stonymusicfest.com. You can also catch us on Facebook and join the many people, I think it's like up to 373 or something like that, that are checking out this event. So you should too. Hey, thanks for tuning in, and we'll catch you next time.